To give us an insight into how the Eagles are going to go about it, we're saying hello to Matt Flynn, who joins us on the line, the former GWS star, become Eagle, but yet to run out because of a terrible injury that saw some surgery about 8 weeks ago. Matt, before we talk about the game, how are you doing, mate? When do we see you out there?
Hey, boys, thanks for having me. It's about 6 weeks ago now, so starting up to get there, but hopefully another 4 or 5 weeks and we'll be back into it.
What are you actually doing now, mate? Are you running? Are you still on the Alter G? Where's the actual update on the rehab?
So I'm running at the moment. So about 3 sessions a week, build up to about 10Ks, and then just a strength stuff and in the pool and everything from there. So it's going well.
I know you would have been back here, Matty, during South Australian trip or a bit of a Melbourne and the gather round trip for the boys, but it looked like the group really found a bit of its groove with the contested stuff and a bit of a brand that everyone would be pretty happy to hang their hat on over that period, Sydney, and then last week as well against Richmond with a big win at both levels. It must have been a decent feeling around the footy club this week.
Yeah, I think that trip over to Melbourne and then off to Adelaide, it was a big period of time for the club there, and there's some pretty hard conversations to really hone down on our identity. But it's what we've chased over the pre-season in the contested footy and in the clearance, and hopefully we can take the momentum out of the last 2 weeks to build into this one.
Have you found the excitement at West Coast this year around the rebuild and, you know, coming in as a fresh face, seeing the fans in the club and the optimism? Can you talk us through that a bit?
Yeah, it's been exciting, mate. You look across the board and you got some talent across all the lines, and then obviously you get in a kid like Harley who has all the hype and all the excitement in the world. So that's been awesome. But it's been great. You got some good players just to come back into the side in Oscar and Elijah Hewitt and whatnot. So it's been awesome, and can't wait to see what we can do over the next 2 or 3 years.
Now, your first experience at the football club for a derby, has anyone shared a bit of history with you between, you know, Freo and West Coast and where the derby originated from? Because when I first joined the Dockers, I got a big uptake of history. Does West Coast do that?
Yeah, we do a bit like that. So we actually had a conversation yesterday about a rivalry and, I guess, what builds a rivalry and where it comes from. And then just being there, I guess, the last 4 or so months, you talk to a few guys and you actually get the feel of, the genuine tension between the two teams in WA. So both of Ross and Denny still works at the club and have a conversation with him about those kind of things, and it's been really insightful.
So that rivalry, where does it come from? I mean, it's the obvious and it's a crosstown rivals, but on the footy field, is it something that West Coast, do you think, are trying to reignite? Because it's sort of my thoughts on the outside now that it doesn't really exist right now with the way the games have been played over the past few years.
Yeah, like I get the last 5 games, I think Freo won them all quite easily. So it's something that we've got to, get back on our terms in a sense and bring our brand and ignite that rivalry and play with some passion and play with some excitement and hopefully get the win at the end of the day. But I think our brand stacks up and hopefully we can see some results.
I'm talking to injured West Coast Eagles ruckman Matt Flynn. You're not going up against Sean Darcy, but you have before. He comes back in. The two-prong attack, there's plenty of positives. There could be some negatives. Hard to make them fit. How do you see it?
Yeah, mate. They're a very, imposing ruck combination. You've got an Australian in Luke Jackson, and then Sean Darcy's probably one of the best pure rucks in the competition. So it'd be a big day for Baz. He's obviously had some good footy under his belt this year, and he's done a lot of work on those two boys to bring his strengths and hopefully expose, Sean when he's in there off a limited preparation, and then really take it to Luke when he's in there, who's in some good form.
Oscar Allen, I saw him gallivanting around when Chris Judd came to the footy club. He was keen to get his head on the back page of the paper, I'm sure. He was in a moon boot still with his injury or knee brace or whatever he had on his leg. Is he not too far away from starting to get moving again?
Yeah, Oz was creeping up behind Juddy to try to get him a few photos and whatnot.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Uh-huh.
he's in a good spot. He's starting to get out of the brace, I think, at the moment. And getting to work, and he's got a few little boxes to tick before he can progress his loads, but he's in a good spot.
And Matt, as we let you go, you mentioned all the hype and excitement in the world around Harley. The coach was even talking about his swagger during the week. In terms of an ability, so all that aside, what you see with this number one draft pick in his first year, how do you explain it, what you see?
I think he's got so much confidence to play his way. And he'll look at you dead in the eyes and decide to run straight to the top of you instead of run around you or step you or whatnot. So I love that confidence about him. And then just his ability to impact the game with five or six touches is something that's not really seen in a lot of players. So he's a special type, and I can't wait to see him grow.
Yeah, but you can't wait to play with him. We can't wait to see you out there as well, mate. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, boys.